Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, hello. Happy Wednesday, my friends. Welcome, of course, to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And, of course, we begin the podcast with the fallout from the Champions League. With, of course, Man City losing to RB Leipzig, didn't really mean anything. And Liverpool, of course, beating AC Milan, didn't really mean anything either. Pointless night of football. This is how that pointless night of football sounded on TalkSport.
Liverpool win all six Champions League group games for the first time and with it ensure that there will be no repeat of 2005 in the later rounds. Milan are out.
I don't feel pride a lot in football because it's most of the time I expect good things happen, to be honest. But that tonight fills me with a lot of pride. It's exceptional performance. I don't mean this, that we won six games. The reason is especially this game and because it was so good. And with that many changes, it's easy for me to make the changes. But in the end, the boys have to be then confident enough to show how good they are. And I saw so many good football things tonight. It was absolutely incredible.
It is the toughest group I've seen on paper. It is an incredible achievement. I've got to say, you've got to give credit to the team to win straight games like they have done. They made changes tonight and still had too much for the opposition. So credit to them with the strike force. Obviously, Salah and Origi scoring a couple of really, really good goals tonight. Credit to them.
Liverpool were superb, right? And they have been this campaign. But you can't gauge anything from that. Liverpool tonight, that's their second. They look like the best team in Europe that we've ever seen. That's their second squad. Imagine what they're going to be like, Liverpool, when they put out the big heads. AC Milan tonight were a disgrace. I couldn't believe what I'm watching there. This competition right now is just English teams. It's going to be the best of the English teams and Bayern Munich. I cannot believe what you and I have just watched.
Manchester City are beaten here in East Germany. Pep Guardiola's side topped their Champions League group nonetheless, but it was an evening to forget for Sky Blues supporters.
No, it's when we play better in the second half. So we're more aggressive, we play to win the game, and we lost it. Congratulations for Leipzig.
And Walker is being called over by Sandro Scherer, who reaches for his top pocket, and it is a red card for Kyle Walker.
It's red card, definitely. I'm not coming here to say what happened in the dressing room.
Now, after Arsenal's defeat to Everton at Goodison Park on Monday night, Simon Mooney Moanalot Jordan reckons they lack leadership, and QPR striker Charlie Austin claims sides don't fear the Gunners anymore. But we start with Darren Bent, the former Spurs striker, who's an Arsenal fan, reckons any side could beat Mikel Arteta's men, even Norwich.
Everton 2, Arsenal 1, Damari Gray, and the roof has lifted off Goodison Park.
How boring are we now? Mm. We didn't used to be like that. We added identity to the way they played. But that first half last night was hard to watch in terms of what Arsenal were trying to do. You could quite clearly see how much they missed Smith Rowe. He's like the spark in that team.
Yeah.
But at the minute, it just looks so lackluster. There's no desire really there in terms of trying to get the ball back. Are we trying to press? Are we not? There was no energy. It was like kind of get the ball to Saka. What can Saka do? Okay, he's lost it, right? There's no plan B. What do we do now? The whole thing just didn't fit.
Arsenal have been gutless for how long? This isn't a new phenomenon. They were gutless under Unai Emery. They were gutless at the end of Arsene Wenger. They're gutless now. Mm. But the challenge is that there are very few top Premier League clubs now that you can't levy that accusation at times because leadership is so rare in football now that you're not seeing a lot of character, a lot of leaders.
Take, for instance, Jurgen Klopp. You can quite clearly see when Liverpool go one up, they're trying to get 2, 3, 4, 5. They're just relentless. It's almost like Arsenal don't kind of trust where they are at the minute in terms of they go one up, which is the hard part, get themselves in front. And it's almost like, what do we do now? Are we good enough to go on and win this game? Or do we sit off? What do we do? And
every team in the Premier League, when they come up against Arsenal, I think, we got a chance, home or away, we can get a result here today.
Why is that feeling there now with Arsenal?
I don't think it's just now. I think it's been for a few years.
On any given day, any other team in the Premier League can beat Arsenal.
Yeah.
Because they're just not hard to play against. They're too open at times, no communication. If Norwich turn up, who are rock bottom on Newcastle, and they pull it together, they on any given day could beat Arsenal.
Without Aubameyang performing, you see that last night, snatching at chances, even at Newcastle, he missed that big chance there.
When you've got a centre-forward like Aubameyang, I was always one that said, you've got to play him, you've got to keep playing him, because he's your best goal scorer, you've got to find a way of just keep playing him and he'll get the goals. But I can understand from his point of view, because at the minute, he's offering absolutely nothing and you're playing with 10 men.
Now, the Manchester United interim manager, Ralph Ragnick, has begun building his backroom staff for Old Trafford. He's confirmed former United States international, the big old Chris Armas. Yeah. Chris Armas, we've got him at Old Trafford, will join as his assistant coach. Ragnick says he's also bringing in a sports psychologist.
We have decided to bring in a sport psychologist with Sascha Lenze. He's from Germany. He's a former second division player. I have worked with him for 3 years. I used to work with him for 3 years at Leipzig. 1 year in the year that we won promotion from the second to the first division myself. And in the following 2 years, when Ralf Hasenhüttl was head coach and Scholt Löw, the current assistant coach of Thomas Tuchel, was his assistant coach. So we know each other since then. For me, it's only a question of logic. I mean, if you have special coaches for goalkeeping, for physical education, for even for strikers, for whatever, for fitness, you also should have an expert for the brain.
On to the Chelsea manager now. And Thomas Tuchel has been speaking ahead of their final Champions League group game against Zenit St. Petersburg tonight, live on TalkSport 2. Tuchel, Thomas to his friends, was asked if he feels like this is the toughest patch he's had as Blues manager.
Maybe seems to you like this, but does not. Actually does not, because we dropped some points against Man United. We find a solution to win a game at Watford.
A remarkable goal! Mendy caught out, a mishit cross from Arthur Masuaku.
Freak shot in the end of a away game in West Ham. So we had this before. We had this before that we lose games. We don't like it, but we're not worried. We know what we have to do to win games.
Now, YouTube boxing sensation Jake Paul, not a boxer, has been speaking to TalkSport's James Savundra after Tommy Fury, not a boxer, pulled out of their upcoming fight. Savo asked if he would fight John Fury, that's Tommy's dad, after a recent press conference outburst.
I would fight John Fury for sure. I think it would be hilarious. I was hoping he would have punched the TV. If he would have done it, man, that would be one of the most legendary press conference moments ever. I would fight him. I'll fight the whole family. If Tyson moves down to cruiserweight, I'll fight Tyson, no problem.
I'll knock him spark out, and then we got on to the big fight.
And here's John Fury himself speaking exclusively to Jim White. Comma, fantastic.
Well, he's just a spoiled kid, isn't he? And you know something, you can go on too much and be a pest, can't you? You know, he says some wicked stuff, don't he? But I'll tell you what I do, I have found out about him. Can't take it back. Once he gets it, he's like a child, isn't he?
You're a cringe old man. Nothing really changes. He's an old, miserable man who never accomplished anything in his life. He has a mediocre boxing record. And the best thing he ever did was spawn Tyson. That's his only accomplishment.
But he is a child. He's 22-year-old. You don't expect it from kids, can't you? I'm an old man. Can't get involved with young youngsters like that. This is this new world we live in. It's a young man's world. So what do we do about it? I don't know.
Now, the Ashes is well and truly underway down under, and England have decided to rest veteran fast bowler James Anderson. Rest him. Yeah, me neither. Two former quicks, Alex Tudor, Tudes, and Steve Harmison, Hammy, had this to say on the decision.
As Anderson comes in once again. Oh, it's a beauty, edged! And out! Anderson not playing in this game. I think that's the right call. I really do, because I think Jimmy's so important for this team that if he did get injured, TalkSport had South Africa a couple of years ago, and within 10 overs of the test match, Jimmy was out of the series, more or less, and that can't happen. He's got too much experience and too much knowledge of winning in Australia, but also playing there. So for me, it's a good thing that Anderson's been rested, because he's so important for the second test match.
I understand after this test match is 4 days and then you've got the day-nighter and they feel that he's going to be best suited there. But I'm thinking, listen, you can't be resting your best bowler at the beginning of an Ashes. It's Brisbane. I mean, what sort of message does that send to that Aussie batting lineup, thinking, hang on a minute, we sort of gear up to face Jimmy and then he's not there? That might give them a lift. At the end of the test, we will see whether it was the right decision or not.
And if I'm honest, I recorded this before a ball was bowled in the first test. But I can tell you, England won the toss. If you don't believe me, here's our cricket correspondent, John Norman, to tell us more.
England have won the toss. They've chose to bat. Is that a good decision, John?
Mate, it's a ballsy decision. I tell you what, Joe Root and Chris Silverwood, the coach, have made two big, big decisions. First off, they've left out Jimmy Anderson, which we knew yesterday, and Stuart Broad. So that's massive. And they're batting first.
Think, there it is!
Rory Burns has been knocked over. First ball of the Ashes. A yorker from Mitchell Starc, who came into the series under a lot of pressure.
There's been a wicket at the Gabba.
And it's the captain, Joe Root, who's gone. It's not his opposite number, Patrick Cummins, with the delivery. It's Josh Hazlewood, impeccable line and length, drawing the England captain forward. 11 for 3 inside the opening half an hour of the Ashes after winning the toss and deciding to bat.
And for a review of each day's play throughout the Ashes, why don't you download TalkSport's cricket podcast, Following On. It's not for you to reply, that's more rhetorical. Like, why don't you go and do that? That's as, rather than shout at your MP3 player, well, I did all, or whatever, I don't really care. Just go download it. Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app, wherever you get your podcast from. Don't forget, of course, to hit that subscribe button. I'm back on TalkSport today on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time Show alongside Darren Bent at 4 p.m. A reminder of tonight's action coming your way on TalkSport 2 at 5:45, Zenit against Chelsea in the Champions League. Then at 7 o'clock, straight after our show, you've got kickoff around the grounds with Adrian Durham on TalkSport. All the goals as they go in on a busy night of Champions League and EFL action, including United against Young Boys. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcasts out first thing in the morning. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a great day. And above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.